This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.
Joining me, Dr. Laura Lindsay, Assistant Professor of Horticulture and Crop Science at The Ohio State University. And Laura, our topic today is row spacing. Is row spacing something right now that we're going one way or another, or does it kind of somewhat fall by geography across the state?
Well, in Ohio, USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service does surveys of farmers, and in 2014, approximately 94% of the farmers in Ohio planted soybeans in a row width of 15 inches or less. So, by and large, our soybeans are planted in narrow rows in Ohio.
There's some that are going, what, 30, 20, 15, 7, maybe 10, so there is a variety?
There's a variety. Most of them are 7.5 and 15s, but we do have some 30-inch soybeans in Ohio.
So tell me about some of the advantages or disadvantages of each.
We have quite a bit of row width work that's been done in Ohio and other states in the Midwest. Or in research, we've seen that narrow rows, narrow is either 7.5 or 15s, generally will yield greater than soybeans grown in 30-inch row spacing. When you have wider rows, it takes longer for the canopy to close, and you don't get quite as much sunlight interception, and that can hinder yield.
Right. As we learn anything about row spacing, how critical is it then to a planting date?
It's very critical to planting date. We have done some 30-inch work in Ohio, and we planted on May 1st. And in May 1st, with 30-inch rows, we yielded 90 bushels per acre. If we would have planted 30-inch rows later in May or June, I would not have expected those yields. So as you plant later in the spring, it's more important to have narrower rows to increase sunlight capture.
Are there different varieties that will enhance our ability to use one or other of the row spacings?
I've not looked at varieties, but there would definitely be some differences there in terms of branching and speed of canopy closure and things like that.
All, again, important topics as we get ready for this spring and ultimately look for a good harvest this coming fall. Thank you, Laura.
This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.